Okay, so you've reached it, the Die Laughing Records radio podcast, episode number 14. Now, I don't know if you were a subscriber to the podcast or you're listening on RadioVegas.rocks, but I suggest you do both. And the reason why I suggest you do both is there's some things that we play on the radio that don't get aired because they're subscriber 20-minute segment, 10-minute segments about bands and more detailed information going into different things that we do and also ways that get you, the listener, involved with the show. So go subscribe to one of the podcast platforms so you can get those segments, along with keep listening to the radio version, which is RadioVegas.rocks. In general, just listen. We appreciate it. We want you involved. Subscribe so you can find out what I'm talking about. And there's a new segment on this week's episode of the podcast, and that's shout-outs. You'll find all about it with Dave Dalton. We have the news with Dave Dalton. We've got Maelstrom PR on here with Curtis Smith. And we've got me, all of us together, plus all the DLR crew, putting it out for you another week, episode 14. Enjoy. You're tuned into the Die Laughing Records radio podcast.
Yay!
So, hey, Chelsea, can you kick this off for us?
These groups are not just great bands, they're fucking great friends of mine.
Not sure.
right. So that was Bad Means Good by He Who Cannot Be Named. And he is, of course, from the band The Dwarves, but he's got his own band right here. And that band actually features two members of the band Bite, Keith Mueller and Eric Borst. And make sure you go out and get He Who's new album, The Good, The Bad, and The Brutal. And prior to that, you heard Are You Offended from London, UK band Knock Off, and you can find them on Bandcamp. Here is the Die Laughing Records triple shot of the week.
Bodegas, taquerias. city. We're part of this town, belongs to the working class. Give me back our city.
Fight the fight
to keep us rights. We need an upheaval if we're gonna
get it right.
Give me back our city.
Fight the fight
to keep us rights. We need an upheaval if we're gonna
get it right.
We revolt against the bourgeois monster.
Yeah.
All right, so that was our triple shot of the week. And this last track you heard was Repo Man by Cell Block 5. And if you don't recognize, and you should recognize by now, a clip of that is used every week on our intro for the show. And also, if you didn't know, it was recorded by Iggy Pop for the movie Repo Man. And anyway, there's a lot of history on that track. It came from the 2000 release Push It by Cell Block 5. And before that track, you heard Fight the Fight by Byte featuring and starring Chelsea Rose. And that's available on 7-inch vinyl and tracks past and present on Die Laughing Records. You can get that at dielaughingrecords.com or any retail or download store you go to. And before that, our kickoff for the triple shot of the week was Quiet Town by The Defenders, which features members of The Forgotten. This is the news. The news is here, and it's Mr. Dave Dalton. Yeah.
Hey folks, Dave Dalton here. I'm still under the weather. I do hack up and I do get coughing and whatever. Well, there was a band we played last episode 13, I believe. They're called Born Sick. Good band. I like them. And I started talking to one of the members, I think the guitar player, Nathan Gilman. And he kind of brought it up. Hey man, let Born Sick do a jingle for your podcast. And I started cracking up. I told Rob. Rob goes, hey, man, why not? So they're going to be writing us a jingle soon, and hopefully we'll play it. But right now they sent me a song over called Sammy Suicide by Born Sick. Take it away, Rob. Dave Dalton. Hey, I want to talk about a band. They're called Ballistic Burnout. They're a punk band from Sacramento, California. Very aggressive band. They've opened up for Pennywise, Byte. They're on Die Laughing Records. He Who Cannot Be Named from the Dwarves and so forth and so forth. They have a song called 2008. I don't know what that's about. But they're great guys. The vocals is Brian Raines, Johnny Numsco Boyd on guitar, Fertility Kydra on bass, and Sippy Herrera drums. That guy can beat them drums, man. He's worse than Keith Moon. He tears them drums up. There's no drums left. Okay, Rob, let's take it away. Ballistic Burnout, play 2008. Take it away.
Hello, folks. This is Rob Trisler filling in for this piece of news from the Die Laughing Records radio podcast headquarters located in Northern California. And I have information on a band called Psychos in Love. Yes, you heard that right. From Monterey, California, or actually Seaside, California, in the Monterey area. And if you have not heard Psychos in Love, you must be psycho and not in love, because this band is rocking. You will enjoy them. They're a great four-piece band. They play all over. They play with a lot of Die Laughing bands. And the people in the band are super cool to be around. So I think you'll enjoy them. You'll get a feel for them out of this music. Check them out on Facebook and just type in Psychos in Love. Anyway, here's Route 666. Enjoy.
Hey folks, it's Dave here. Hey, listen, I'm going to give a good shout out to Scott from the band Modern Enemy. It's a powerful band, and Scott at times sits in on drums with Fang, and he's a great guy, real good guy, man. So we're going to play a song called Marginalized, and let's do this, and we'll go from there. All right, this is Modern Enemy, Marginalized. We'll be right back.
The Maelstrom Minute with Curtis Smith of Maelstrom Music PR.
Thanks a lot, Rob. This is Curtis Smith, and this is your Maelstrom Minute. A couple bands I wanted you guys to let you know about. Number one is The Nerve. They're going to be going on tour starting in March. Those are going to be some killer shows, so look out for that. Those dates are going to be coming up pretty soon. Second is The Hellflower has got a new album coming out. Looks like they're going to be releasing something in April. So keep an eye out for those guys and that record that's going to be coming out. There's a band I want to let you guys know about. They're called One Less Zero. One of the guitar players in the band is an old friend of mine. We went to school together as kindergartners and have known each other for years. His name's Alan Losey, and he's in the Pro Skater Hall of Fame. He's got a really good band you guys should check out and get a chance, called One Less Zero. The reason why I bring him up is because not only as I know for a long time, but he's got a debilitating disease called RSD, which is incurable, but it's nerve damage disease. And anyways, he goes to therapy quite a bit for that. But, you know, it's something to just be aware of. So check into it. But Alan Losey, that's his name. His name of his band is One Less Zero. Worth checking out. And that is your Maelstrom Minute.
was Wrong Side of a Cigarette by Gino and the Goons off Slovenly Records. And last week, Slovenly had three tracks in a row. They were our triple shot of the week. And before that, you heard Hustling by Glitter Trash from Los Angeles, California. Check them out online at Glitter Trash. Just search them on Facebook. They're what pops up. Well, we've got a special new segment called Shoutouts. It's kind of like old school radio dedications you'd do when you were a teenager. Anyway, instead, it's us doing it to you. So, enjoy.
Hello, folks. Dave Dalton. Yeah, I still got that nasty cold. I feel in and out, whatever. Hey, I want to do a shout out to Daisy Valentine. She works at the Rabbit Hole Records, Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And we want to kick down a song for her off Union 13's re-released new record called 10 Years of Silence. Hey, Rob, let's play Stepping Stone or whatever you got queued up. All right, for Daisy Valentine. Hey, listen, I'm going to talk about a guy named Rodney Prozer. He's from Paris, France. I have to say, he's our ambassador from Die Laughing Records. This guy has just been digging the label, Die Laughing Records, and all the artists. And right now, he's digging Hobo Circus from The Unfortunate Bastard. So we're going to kick a song down to him. Hey, Rob, this queue up in the afternoon for Rodney from Paris, France. And, yeah, that's our ambassador, man. All right. Give shouts out to Rodney Prusser.
Of ice in the afternoon, gonna go a boom, boom, boom to the morning light. To the morning light. Hey! I see the fools are playing fools. I bet you they're a betting fools. I bet you a 2-1. I goddamn you son of a gun. I see the fools are playing fools. I bet you they're a betting fools. I bet you a 2-1. We're gonna have some fun. Dice. Give me whiskey with a bucket of ice in the afternoon. In the afternoon. Hey baby, will you roll the dice? Give me whiskey with a bucket of ice in the afternoon. In the afternoon. I see the boys are playing food. I can smell a bloody food. I bet you a 2-1. God damn, you son of a gun. I see the balls are playing pool. I bet you they're bloody fools. I bet you a 2-1. God damn, you son of a gun. In the afternoon. In the afternoon. In the afternoon.
This segment, What is PR?, is myself and Curtis Smith of Maelstrom PR having a conversation, jumping into it, and having quick tips for bands on things they can do to better themselves. So please share this with your friends.
You said that, you know, whatever your recording budget is, kind of double that or break it in half or something. That's recording and then promotion.
Right.
However, I
right.
think sometimes that bands get confused what promotion means, because for them, it means we've got to make flyers, got to make stickers, got to do this, 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 this. But that promotion never includes either publicity or their own work as a band. They've got to do, set aside whether or not they're on a label, big or small, it doesn't matter. They need to have something there that as a band, they have to do. And
right.
it's not the responsibility of any label to pay for a publicist. You go on a major label, you know, they're going to give you a budget, and what you do with that budget doesn't matter. You're going to go ahead and you're going to pay that back anyway before you see a dime.
A good rule of thumb would be if you have, let's say, a producer in mind, and that producer is going to charge you, say, $10,000 to make a record, and you're going to go, let's say you're going to do a Kickstarter campaign, you're going to raise money for the recording of that record. What you need to keep in mind is, if the recording is going to cost you $10,000 to make the record, you need to make sure that you have at least $10,000 to promote it. And that $10,000 would go towards things like marketing, social media advertising, publicity, PR, radio promotion. And anyway you do that, if you just make sure you have that budget set in mind before you go about making the recording, then everything's going to balance itself out the way it should.
Where can people reach you at Maelstrom PR?
Well, you got my email address, which is maelstrompr@gmail.com. It's M as in Mary, A-L, excuse me, M as in Mary, A-E-L, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, R as in Roger, O as in Oscar, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, R as in Roger, @gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/maelstrompr, or just Google Curtis Smith Maelstrom Music, Curtis Smith Maelstrom PR.
Okay, so that was the Stone Messiahs from Fremont, California with This Used to Be. And now I'm going to play for you Locked and Loaded by Fuck 'Em off their No Escape CD on the DieLaughingRecords.com website for $5. We are almost sold out, so come and get it while you can. It will not be restocked because they're going to do a new record in 2019 at some point. I don't have a date yet.
Reason to my guns, see them every day. People always in the way, they need to fucking pay. Lock and fucking load, set you in my sight. Pull the fucking trigger, we'll make it in tonight. Lock, loaded, waiting for you. Lock, loaded, waiting for you.
Thank everyone for listening this week. We are out of time. However, I want to thank all the normal suspects, the DLR crew, RadioVegas.rocks, and Cobraside Distribution, as well as Sony Red and The Orchard. All songs on this episode have been approved by the bands on this episode.
Bullshit!
You're listening to the Die Laughing Records podcast with Rob Trisler. West Coast punk rock.
RadioVegas.rocks.
Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 12, Vegas time.